and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, there'll be no change to the timing of England's World Cup match with Mexico. Football's governing body was considering moving it forward 6 hours because of predicted thunderstorms at the Azteca Stadium. Anger from both countries is thought to have forced a rethink into keeping it at 1 a.m. UK time on Monday. Another problem for Thomas Tuchel's side is altitude. Terry Butcher, who played for England at Mexico 86, says they'll cope.
This is when hydration breaks come into effect for England and could work positively for them. So, you know, we shouldn't be worried about it. You're going to feel tired, you're going to feel shattered, you can't get your breath, but you do battle through it.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce have officially tied the knot in an event described as America's royal wedding. They got married at Madison Square Garden in New York, with reports there were around 1,000 guests there, including countless celebrities. Young people in black and racial minority groups are blaming polarised political rhetoric for a rise in racist content on social media. New research commissioned by Sky News suggests 58% felt less safe offline in 2025 due to posts online. AI disinformation is also being blamed. These young people in South London say people hide behind social media.
I think that what they're too scared to say in real life, they're not scared to say online.
Sometimes there's certain creators you can see like saying maybe rude words, and you can in a funny way go like, yeah, their heart's not really in it. They don't really mean this. They're just doing this because they know it'll be clipped or they're going to get money like that.
Meta says it removed language that incites violence. Andy Burnham insists he'll stick to his party's 2024 manifesto if he becomes the next Prime Minister, but the Makerfield MP says he won't call a general election. The UK is braced for another heat wave this weekend. Yellow heat health alerts have been issued for parts of England from midday. And Maroon 5 frontman Adam Levine says performing at BST Hyde Park was bittersweet, paying tribute to the group's late band manager. They performed a string of hits at the London Festival yesterday. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rollins.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
After a break in June, Munch is returning on Sunday, the 12th of July. It's a monthly community lunch in Tame Town Hall, held on the second Sunday of the month. The event is aimed at 1 to 2 person households, with a suggested donation of £5 a head. To secure a place, people are advised to email munch at urhome.church or call 07710538801 by the previous Wednesday. Thomas Broom, Buckinghamshire Council's Cabinet Member for Transport, has asked residents to bear with the authority as it resurfaces roads across the county. A figure of £210 million has been quoted as the estimate cost of completing all viable road improvement schemes on the county's 2,000 miles of road. Councillor Broom said the council's £120 million road programme was the biggest investment in the county's roads in the history of the county.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Plenty of sunny intervals amongst the patchy cloud today. A pretty strong breeze, but still very warm, with highs today of 27 degrees Celsius. I'm Anne Robinson, and for more local news, click on News in the Media section of our website at redkiteradio.com.
107.2, Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Peter Dawes.
Red Kite Radio.
From my seat, she was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain the memory of.
close by. No soft fuzzy sweater, too magical to touch. To see her in that negligee is really just too much.
Radio, real local radio.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't decline. Caviar and cigarettes, well versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice.
She's a killer queen. Dynamite with a laser beam,
guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable and appetite.
Wanna try?
To avoid complications, she never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. She might have been again incidentally in that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris.
Naturally.
Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Of a hat, she's as willing as playful as a pussycat. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class. Absolutely dry.
She's a killer queen. Gunpowder gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam.
Guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price. Insatiable and appetite.
Try.
Try.
Well, good morning, ladies and gents. It is 10 past 10 here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio, which means, of course, it is time for the Saturday morning show with me, myself, and I, Peter Dawes, your usual Saturday morning host. The usual sort of Saturday morning stuff. I've got music, I've got chatter, I've got a bit of news of a local variety, and, of course, we'll have a good long look at the little thing going on called the World Cup. So we'll get into all of that in just a bit after two more songs. Let's have Urban Cookie Collective right now with The Key, The Secret.
Hits and local what's on information. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Suicide, how it came in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't
And there was Pet Shop Boys with their cover of Motley Hoople's All the Young Dudes, taking us 17 minutes past 10. They only recorded that a couple of years ago. Very recent cover, or recent-ish. Anyway, let's have a look at what happened last night in the final set of matches in the round of 32. We had three games to bring your way. We had Australia versus Egypt. That kicked off about 7 p.m. Last night. A 1-1 draw was the final score there. The Egyptians taking the lead in the first half, with the Australians equalising in the second. It went all the way to a penalty shootout, where the Egyptians managed to emerge 4-2 winners on penalties. So Australia through, Egypt, I should say, through to the round of 16. And then yesterday morning at 2:30 a.m. was Colombia versus Ghana. The Colombians came through as 1-0 winners there. John Arias giving the Colombians the lead in the 14th minute. Ghana unable to equalise. It was a fairly straightforward affair. I mean, Ghana had a couple of chances, but Colombia were definitely the better side there, not just reflecting the scoreline, of course. But the tie of the round came between those two matches. At 11 p.m. it kicked off, Argentina versus the little old nation of Cape Verde. And after extra time, Argentina somehow emerged 3-2 winners. Cape Verde with a real captivating performance, a real brilliant underdog performance. Argentina took the lead, of course, through who else? Lionel Messi on about the half-hour mark. Cape Verde equalised just on the hour mark with a very good goal of their own. Nice finish from a tight angle. I mean, Messi's goal was brilliant. Brought it, plucked the ball out of the air beautifully, lifted it over the goalkeeper. But Cape Verde's equalised from Duarte. Lovely finish from a tight angle. Finished 1-1, went into extra time. The Argentinians retook the lead through Lisandro Martinez, but Cape Verde equalised yet again with potentially goal of the tournament contender from Lopez Cabral, curled in a beautiful effort from the edge of the box, or the corner of the penalty area. It was brilliant. Give that a watch if you can. Argentina did manage to get a goal later on in extra time, deflected header from a corner. So technically an own goal, but it was, you know, it wasn't really, you know, it's not like he turned around and punted it into his own net or anything. Deflected header gave Argentina a 3-2 lead, and they managed to keep Cape Verde out just about for the remainder of the match to send them home, send Argentina through to the next round. But Cape Verde going home, but a valiant, lion-hearted performance, and we hope to see them again in 4 years' time at the next World Cup. So Argentina through, just about overcoming the footballing titans of Cape Verde. So that rounds off the round of 32. We shall have a look at what that means and who's gone through in just a bit. But for now, let's have an ad break. Afterwards, it's Elena Marlin with Sitting Down Here.
Red Kite Radio. Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429-123. That's 429-123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Need some instant cash? Aylesbury Bullion are paying top prices for scrap and precious metals, including unwanted jewellery, coins and watches. Part exchange available. Aylesbury Bullion on the High Street.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
This is an urgent appeal from the Disasters Emergency Committee. Two devastating earthquakes have hit Venezuela, resulting in widespread destruction. Thousands have been killed and injured, and survivors desperately need food, water, shelter, and medical care. Go to dec.org.uk to donate, or text RADIO to 70150 to give £10. Texts cost your donation plus standard network rate. See website for T's and C's. Thank you.
For Tame, Haddenham and Towersey.
Red Kite Radio.
I'm sitting down here, but hey, you can see me, see me. From a distance, I've got to pay the price. Defending all against it, I really don't know why. You're obsessed with all my secrets, you always make me cry. You seem to wanna hurt me, no matter what I do. I'm telling just a couple, but somehow gets to you. But I've learned to get to mention, I swear you'll experience that someday. Often I don't really have a choice. You're talking like you know me and wanna be my friend, but that's really too late now. I won't try it once again. You may think that I'm a loser, but I don't really care. May think that it's forgotten, but you should be aware. Cause I've learned to get revenge, and I swear you'll experience that someday.
Hits, recent releases. It's Saturday morning with Peter Dawes.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. She's a real nice girl and she's always there for you. But a nice girl wouldn't tell you what you should do. Oh, listen, boy, I'm sure that you think you got it all under control. You don't want somebody telling you the way to stay in someone's soul. You're a big boy now and you'll never let her go. But that's just the kind of thing she ought to know. Every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her
her, let her know how much she means. To ensure yourself, you've got to provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her about it, let her know how much you care. When she can't be with you, tell her you wish you were there. Attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be a consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you.
Yeah, she put her trust.
But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do. Tell her about it, tell her everything you feel. Give her every reason to accept that you're for real. Tell her all your crazy dreams. Let her know you need her. Let her know how much she means.
Billy Joel there, of course, Tell Her About It, taking us to 10:30, bang on 10:30 in the morn. Right, so we went over who has gone through, well, last night at least, in the round of 32, to go into the round of 16. So let's just have a look back and have a look at who else went through as well. So, of course, it all kicked off on Sunday with South Africa against Canada. And it was the Canadians that overcame their African opponents, a 1-0 win, very late winner. Many people saying that that goal, they were very happy to see it go in because it saved them from extra time in what was apparently, I didn't watch it, but apparently it was a bit of a drab, boring match. But anyway, Canada went through, overcame South Africa. Then on Monday, of course, you had Brazil versus Japan, and it took a very late winner from Brazil, from Gabriel Martinelli, Arsenal's Gabriel Martinelli, to put the South Americans through there, the all-time winners, of course, with 5. Japan out, again, a plucky, valiant effort from Japan, but Brazil going through to the round of 16. Then we had Germany versus Paraguay. I'm sorry, but it's always quite funny to see the Germans lose, especially on penalties for the first time ever. Paraguay overcame Germany, 1-1 the final score, and then winning 4-3 on penalties. I think that's the first time Germany have ever lost a World Cup penalty shootout. History was made that night of Paraguay going through. Then, of course, Netherlands versus Morocco, 1-1 after extra time with the Moroccans going through, 3-2 on penalties. Another interesting penalty shootout, that one. Then you had Ivory Coast versus Norway, the Norwegians overcoming their opponents 2-1 there, with, of course, Erling Haaland scoring the winner. Then we had the all-European affair, France versus Sweden. The French kind of just overcame them 3-0. Pretty straightforward for France there. Then, of course, we have one of the co-hosts, Mexico. They were against Ecuador, and the Mexicans won by 2-0 to put them through to the round of 16, where, of course, they will face little old England. England, of course, overcame the Democratic Republic of Congo in quite an interesting match. We'll look at that in a bit more detail a bit later on in the show. But England going through to the round of 16, along with Belgium, who took it to extra time, or had to go to extra time, to defeat Senegal by 3-2. Very late penalty right at the death to settle it. The US beat Bosnia by 2-0, so that is all three of the co-hosts through to the round of 16. Spain overcame Austria by 3-0. Pretty pretty straightforward for Spain there. They're looking good, Spain, I'll tell you that, and obviously France as well. And then, of course, we had Portugal versus Croatia. Ooh, big controversy there. We'll have a look at that as well. But Portugal overcame them by 2-1. And, of course, the Swiss beat the Algerians 2-0 to send them through to the round of 16. So they're all through, along with, of course, Egypt, Argentina and Colombia. So we'll have a good old look at the round of 16 again a bit later on. It's all going on a bit later on in the show in just a bit, but for the time being we'll get back to the music. Here's Keith Urban featuring Michael McDonald with We Go Back.
You were the one when we were young, and I never thought I'd see you again. But here you are, you haven't changed at all.
Yeah.
Creedence Clearwater Revival with Green River, taking us up to 10:39. Just gone there. Now, we went through who went through in the... the teams that went through into the round of 16 in the World Cup, so we'll just list them here in case you have already forgotten who I said won. So on one side of the draw, you've got Paraguay versus France, and Canada versus Morocco. So the winners of those two fixtures will then play against each other in the quarter final. Then you've got Portugal versus Spain. That could be quite a good one, that. And then the USA versus Belgium. And the winners of those two matches will play each other in the quarter final. So that's what's looking like on one side of the draw. I tell you what, the Americans, they could beat Belgium. Just keep your eye on that, because Belgium have a tendency to be underwhelming, and the Americans are well up for this. They have been very up for every single game in the tournament, of course, being one of the co-hosts. So there could be an upset on the cards there. Anyway, so that's one side of the draw: Paraguay versus France, Canada versus Morocco, and then Portugal versus Spain, and the USA versus Belgium. Then on the other side, of course, you've got Switzerland versus Colombia, and then Argentina versus Egypt. Messi versus Salah there. The winners of those two matches will play each other in the quarterfinal. And then, of course, you have Brazil versus Norway. That could be quite a good one. The winner of that will, of course, face Mexico or England. And we'll look forward to that fixture in just a bit as well. It's all going on in the show. So that's what's going on in the round of 16 there. Brazil versus Norway, with the winners facing Mexico or England. Then Argentina versus Egypt, with the winners facing either Switzerland or Colombia. So that is the round of 16. Right, we're going to have an ad break now. And when we come back, we will just step away from the football for a moment. We'll do some local news. We'll have the ads, a couple of songs. First of which is Tom Robinson Band with 2468 Motorway.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Rob, 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311.
07961 052311.
Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
Are you looking for confidential advice relating to drugs or alcohol, either for yourself or a loved one? Drug and Alcohol Support Charity, With You, offers a free web chat service. Within seconds, you can get non-judgmental support from an expert. Visit wearewithyou.org.uk today. Whether you want to make small changes or find new ways of staying safe and healthy, we are with you.
Join me, Clive Wagerfield, on Red Kite Radio 107.2, where we broadcast specialist music shows each and every evening. I'll be presenting the Sunday Rock Show between 7 and 10pm each week. So, remember to turn that dial to Red Kite Radio 107.2. You will find the best of classic and modern rock here, so tune in and turn up the volume.
Classic hits.
Classic hits.
For Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio.
Yeah.
107.2. It's Saturday morning on Red Kite Radio with Peter Dawes.
Wilson Phillips there with Hold On, taking us to just about to hit 10 minutes to 11. Just about to hit 10:50 there. Right, I said we'd step away from the football for a moment, and I'm a man of my word. So I will let you know that Lord Williams's Festival Chorus is in concert with the Lord Williams's Festival Band at Tame Leisure Centre on Saturday the 11th of July at 7:30 p.m. So a week's time, a week today. You'll hear Shakespeare's sonnets and songs by George Shearing and a sprig of time, I should say, by John Russer. Tickets are £18, that's 1-8, with under 18s free. So if you're fortunate enough that you are under 18, if you're that youthful, you get in for free. They're available from choir members or online at Eventbrite via lordwilliamsfestivalchorus.org.uk. So if you know any choir members, you can get them from them. Or if you don't, you can go online at Eventbrite via Lord Williams's Festival Chorus.org.uk. Get your tickets there. Righty-o, let us carry on with the music. We've, you know, approaching the end of the first hour of the show, but we've time for a couple more songs. Here's Black Sabbath with Paranoid.
Finish with my woman, 'cause she couldn't help me with my mind. 107.2 FM.
Red Kite Radio.
Turner Overdrive, You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet, taking us to just gone 3 minutes to 11. With that, the first hour of the show draws to a close, but I shall return with the second hour just after 11, so stick around here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio. You'll hear from me pretty soon.
Classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Towersey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Out of work and down, all inside, it's so frustrating. As I'm driven from town to town, feel as though nobody cares if I let one die. So I might as well begin to put some action in my life. Breaking the law, breaking
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.